everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. It has been an honor sharing the insights and wisdom I received from my friends and family around strong, healthy marriages and families with you over the past couple of weeks. Today we conclude the series with a profound three-point plan, a plan that I pray will transform your life and the lives of your loved ones as we apply this to our families. Our scripture this week comes from Micah 6 verse 8. And what does the Lord require of you, except to be just, and to love, and to diligently practice kindness or compassion, and to walk humbly with God, setting aside any overblown sense of importance or self-righteousness. So let us be determined this week to act justly and wisely. Regardless of what our spouse or loved ones do, let's start by evaluating our own hearts. When we take responsibility for our own lives and actions, our Heavenly Father can do a great work in and through us. That is when we experience and display the peace and love of God, the kind that surpasses all understanding, especially when it comes to our families. Let's follow Jesus' example to always act with kindness and love, even if others hurt or wrong us. It's from our position of trust in God that we can act justly and wisely when it comes to our family issues and situations. And let's have mercy towards ourselves and others. Let's be kind and compassionate regarding the needs and the mistakes of others. Let's be quick to forgive others, especially when it comes to their weaknesses. God's loyal love never runs out on us. His mercy cannot dry up. Let us imitate this godly love, mercy, honesty, and respect toward others in all circumstances. And let's walk humbly with our God. There are two incredibly important concepts in this phrase. First of all, walk with God. This takes us back to our original conversation about marriages and families and seeking God's presence as our number one priority. Let's be passionate and vigorous about knowing Him more and understanding His will and plan for our families. And secondly, may we walk confidently and boldly in step with God, not because of our own ability, but in the strength and authority of Jesus. Let's follow Jesus' example of putting others first, therefore not being so focused on our own selfish desires, but surrendering our pride to follow where Jesus leads us. Our marriages and families can show those in our communities what it means to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. That's how we build a strong, healthy nation based on strong values and principles with God as our foundation. Let's hold on to these truths. God is good. God is faithful. His love for each one of us and our loved ones will never end. He is a good, good Father to us and to our families. So let's be confident that He only wants the best for our marriages and families. And He, who began a good work in us, will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Above all, let us allow love to rule our households. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to do what is fair, just, and to act in wisdom when it comes to our loved ones. Help us to be compassionate and loyal in our love. Holy Spirit, lead us to submit our loved ones into your care and protection. Jesus, we choose to walk where you lead us. Heavenly Father, please shower our marriages and families with your favor, peace, and love. We love you and we honor you as the cornerstone of our families. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.